So I haven't done one of these in a long time, and I thought maybe it was time to do it again. Recently, I was asked about the transition between the vanilla world and the kink world. The vanilla world where you have to hide part of yourself and not show in a really overt way your kinks. And then how you transition to going to a play environment where not only is that acceptable, but encouraged. And then, of course, transitioning back to ending that, to behaving in a way that isn't obviously kinky to the world. And so I have a few thoughts on this. One is, I am not a extreme kink player in the way that it has to be really obvious to anyone else in the world what I do, what I like to do, how I like to be. Subtlety, that's the thing that works for me. So I tend to wear my kink all the time. And that doesn't mean that I'm, you know, taking myself out on a leash for a walk around the neighborhood, but there are the little things that you do every day, whether you're at home or out in public or at a kink event, that you can certainly carry on with no matter where you are or what you're doing. And those kind of things, they work for me. They appeal to me. I don't need to dom everyone in the world. I don't need to dom the postman. I don't need to dom somebody else in my life. I just am me. And that is kind of the same when I go to a kink event. I don't want to dress in some extreme outfit because that's not me. I'm the kind of person, I like to say, I'm a plain clothes perv. I don't have any need or desire to dress up in some kink fashion to show that I'm a kinky person. I am a kinky person no matter what I'm wearing, and so I want that to show through in all of my actions all of the time. So out in public, I will be called sir, and that's nothing overt, nothing that anyone can take offense at. Now, daddy, that's reserved for other places because it might confuse people who don't understand what's going on. I don't really much care if people are disapproving of it. I just care that it doesn't need to be in everyone's face all the time. You know, a quick swat on the bottom if there's kind of public misbehavior going on. Yeah, I might do that. But again, it's nothing so overt to cause any offense. And likewise, when I go to, again, a kink event, yes, I will be doing things that I can't do out on a public street corner. Not that I would do them there anyway. It's just common sense of behavior of, you know, how you have to act in public. Everyone has to repress certain parts of their personality or things in public, except for when you go to things that where that's appropriate. So, you know, if you're going to a fishing tournament, everyone's going to expect you to be bringing all the gear associated with fishing, right? You might be even dressed up in the appropriate clothes for that kind of thing. But you probably wouldn't go to church or to your kids' parent-teacher conference or any of those things. So for me, that's not a hard transition. That's a relatively simple thing to do because it's no extreme for me. The behavior that I would exhibit in public and the behavior I would exhibit in a kink environment aren't that different. And so, for me personally, it's not a hard road. How do you feel about it? Is that not the case for you? Is it just that I'm weird? Well, I am weird, but that's beside the point. But is this something that other people have trouble with. I'd love to hear your points of view. Well, thanks. Talk to you soon.